October, Day 8. So we're into week 2 of October, and this week's themes are all coming from RJ Net. So thanks for the suggestions. Today's is birth music. Admittedly, when I first saw this, I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do with that one. So I was born in January 1968, and I already knew that the Beatles' Hello Goodbye was number one, because it had been number one for weeks and weeks since before Christmas, because it was the single released for Magic Mystery Tour. But now looking at the albums that were released that year, a whole load of my favourite albums were actually released that year. The Velvet Underground's second album, White Light, White Heat, one of my favourite albums. Also the Beatles' White Album, which is like my second favourite Beatles album. But also I'd forgotten Dance to the Music, which was the second Sly and the Family Stone album. Not my favourite Sly and the Family Stone album. The next one, Stand, and then later on, I think it was the third or fourth album, There's a Riot Going On. They're the better ones. Live in Folsom Prison by Johnny Cash. We also have a bizarre one, Os Mutantes, which were a Brazilian band, which I discovered through a cover version that a British band called The Bees did. That was released that year. Friends by the Beach Boys. Now, unfortunately, that's not one of the better Beach Boys albums. I'm a massive fan of the Beach Boys from sort of Pet Sounds, so from 66 up till about 73, 74. So that takes in 2020 and Holland, everything up to Carl and the Passions, really. You've also got Beggar's Banquet, which is probably the best Stones album. That and Let It Bleed, those two. But then you've also got Kink's Village Green Preservation Society. And if you're into Jimi Hendrix, you've got Electric Ladyland. But to be honest, as people have probably guessed from my other boos, I may be a guitarist, but I'm not interested in flowery guitarists, virtuoso guitarists, clever guitarists. It's more about the feel than the number of notes for me. Without really thinking about it, 1968 does really sum up a lot of the music I really love. So thank you, RJNet. And so I shall leave you with something from the year of my birth. The saturated, overdriven feedback of Sister Ray from the Velvet Underground, from White Light, White Heat. The Velvets were Mo Tucker on drums, Sterling Morrison on guitar or bass, Lou Reed on guitar and vocals, and John Cale on viola, keys or bass. And on this, they basically went in the studio, drums, two guitars and organ. And the studio engineer said, well, where's the bass? And they said, there isn't any bass. How long is this going to take? It will finish when we're ready to finish. At which point, he basically said, right, fuck it, I'm off, lock up when you're done and walk down. And Sister Ray comes in at 17 minutes and 30 something seconds. But I won't make you sit through all of that. Bye.
Carolina, she said she didn't like the weather.